You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. You need to understand where Moses was coming from with this question, in order for us to have an understanding of God's response to Moses. In Egypt, they serve various gods. Those gods have names. Even in our various local traditions, wherever people worship God or a form of God, they label it. There is always a name to it. I know that in my culture, they have what they call the God of Thunder, the God of Iron, and so on. And I know in various places, there are various names for their God. And so Moses wants to know, which of the God is the one sending me now? Because God is a common thing in Egypt. And God is saying, now go, I'm sending you, I am God. So what God was, the response of God to Moses is like this, without sounding technical. The response is this: I am not one of those gods. I am not one of those gods that they carry in their pocket and they label and they give a name to. I'm not a God that you can give a name to. I am who I am. I am not, you cannot put me in that category. I am the creator of all things. I am the beginning and the end. You as my creator cannot even name me. You can't label me. I am not God in the category of those gods of Egypt. I am who I am. I am everything. I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth. You cannot label me. I am the eternal God. That in a sense is a kind of, is the response that God gave to Moses. And so it's important that we too keep this in mind, that we don't have a God that is one among the gods. No, we have the only God. His own being God, there is no other God in his category. There is no God in his category. Those that men refer to as God are not God. How can a man go and cut a tree? And by himself, he will carve an image. That tree will not, that image will not be more than 2 feet, sometimes even 1 foot. And that man will pour oil on that image and worship it and dread it. A tree he cut down himself, he carved himself, and then he'll be bowing down to it. And then he will say, oh, this is his God. So God will not allow himself to be included in that kind of a category. God was changing the mind of Moses from thinking that God is just one of the gods to understanding that he is dealing with the only God, the creator of all things, the beginning of all things, the only one that he is, from whom all things flow and through whom all have life, and without whom nothing would exist. I pray that God will give you a revelation of who he is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.